Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting. Out of order, Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. It's 10:31 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. And we will begin our meeting today with an invocation today led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Willis, if you feel led to rise.
If you don't mind, please bow your heads. Father, we come before you seeking your wisdom, the wisdom that you promised to each and everyone that seek you, your word. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around our community and do like we did yesterday. Thank those individuals that serve in the military that provide us the ability to stand here today and do your will. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around the employees of Jefferson County and keep them positive and moving in the right direction like our county. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. All right, we'll begin our meeting today with a time of public comment. If there's any individual present in the courtroom who wishes to make public comment about any item on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending the meeting remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. We'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitation for bid for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office airplane. Item B is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for request for statements of qualifications for airport engineering consulting pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 327. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendments number 2 to task order number 1 for request for proposals for a rebid of a term contract for FEMA grant management services for Jefferson County. This amendment will extend the expiration date for task order 1 from July 24th, 2024 to September 30th, 2026. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number 1 to task order number 2 for the request for a proposal rebid term contract for FEMA grant management services for Jefferson County, which will extend the expiration date of task order number 2 from July 24, 2024 to September 30, 2026. Item E is to receive and file a professional services agreement with Brave Architecture Spindletop Center in Jefferson County in the amount of $240,158 for Phase 2 Diversion Center redesign in accordance with the request for statements of qualifications for architectural services for redesign of the Jefferson County Diversion Center pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. This project is funded by an interlocal agreement between Spindletop Center and Jefferson County executed on March 18th of 2025. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with LJA Engineering, Inc. for environmental consulting services for continued implementation of Jefferson County Stormwater Management Program for the period October 1st, 2025 through September 30th, 2026 for an estimated cost of $16,250, which will not be exceeded without prior approval of the court in accordance with the discretionary exemption authorized by local government code Section 262.024A4 for personal or professional services. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Atlas Technical Consultants, LLC for the geotechnical investigation for Garth Street concrete pavement design for engineering in the amount of $6,590 in accordance with the discretionary exemption as authorized by local government code Section 262.024A4 for personal or professional services. Item H is consider and approve and execute an agreement with Outfront for billboard advertisement at I-10 and Highway 124 for Ben Rogers Visitor Center for term from December 29, 2025 through December 27, 2026 at a cost of $1,207.50 per 4-week period for a total annual amount of $15,697.50. Item I is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Pioneer RX for pharmacy software for health and welfare at the approximate annual cost of $12,000. Item J is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with TransUnion for TRADS law enforcement public record search for Constable Precinct 6. Item K is consider and approve disposition of salvage property, cooking oil as authorized by local government code section 263.152A3 through a recycling program with Northern Gulf Services. Item L is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposal of scrap metal property to be transported to a metal salvage company and there sold for such price as it may command with a return of funds to the county. Item M is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file the disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.152A3 for broken or obsolete items. And item N is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code section 263.452A1 by Horns Auction Inc., scheduled for Saturday, December 6, 2025. At 9 o'clock a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion?
No discussion. Just to make sure that on item I, which would benefit our public health department tremendously because of a new data that we need to make sure we obtain, and that's a benefit because we had a problem with the prior vendor.
Yeah, and I did have a question on number I. Here's what I didn't understand. It says on the agenda item that it's for software.
Yes, sir.
But then there's a security agreement for hardware attached to the contract. And I was, there's a
the
secure transaction. I'm trying to figure out why there's a security agreement for hardware if it's a software agreement.
Well, we purchased the there's a modem that comes with it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But that's the thing with it. It's a combination thing from that standpoint. Similar to the one we had, except their stuff wouldn't work.
We can provide the auditor
all the information that was needed.
Okay. Any other discussion on items under purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under county auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2026 budget transfer for human resources for additional costs for a software renewal in the amount of $13,637. Item B, pardon me, it's consider and approve a fiscal year 2026 budget transfer for elections for purchase of a printer in the amount of $3,462. Item C is consider and approve fiscal year 2026 budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for additional costs for a radio in the amount of $6,500. Item D is to receive and file a certified roll jurisdiction summary resolution for the tax roll for tax year 2025 for Jefferson County. Item E is consider and approve an advance funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project for Jefferson County Revision in the amount of $34,768.28. Item F is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $319,627.98 to LaSalle Correctional for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item G is regular county bills. Check numbers 533-677 through 533-889 for the period ending November 4th, 2025. And check numbers 53890 through 534113 for the period ending today. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
No discussion. It's a question. On the radio, does it go through, I guess, Joel or somebody? Because are we getting the correct? It's the second time this has come before, so I assume.
The radio got received.
One, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I had the same question.
Yes, it is related to their new hire.
Right.
And they did not budget enough to cover the cost.
So if they didn't budget it, it was coming out of their automobiles and minor equipment?
Yes, they had savings in that automobile whenever they purchased the new vehicle for FY26.
Does that answer your question, Commissioner?
If they had savings, okay, but...
They did have some savings in the automobile line item to cover for the radio for the new employee.
But don't they spec out that whole thing, Sheriff? You may be able to help us with this when you guys buy vehicles. And I'm asking for information only.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of radio that they are, but normally they do spec them out. Guys, y'all have any idea what they're buying?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they are.
I'm glad to get you a copy of what they budgeted for their automobile and their savings.
Yeah, because like I said, it's the second time it's come before us, and it just made me question it.
And the first time it may have been their portable.
Okay.
You know, so okay. They're two different radios, one for the mobile and one for their handheld.
If you don't mind, get us some information on that.
Yes, sir. Very.
Incidentally, Sheriff, yesterday I got contacted by Chief Kidd about radio interoperability between the Texas Division of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department. They apparently got it with everybody else, and he wanted to know if we were part of Beaumont. I said, we have been, but we're switching over. And so I gave him Dante's cell phone number, so he may be contacting Dante about...
I hope he's contacting us about money.
Well, that would be nice, because that sure was a lot of money.
Yes.
All right, and incidentally, before I forget, at the end of the meeting, there's not going to be any Commissioner's Court the week of Thanksgiving, which would be Tuesday, November 25th. And the annual Jefferson County Christmas tree lighting will be held on Monday, December 1st, 2025 at 11 a.m. And an invite will be coming out soon. So now that my ADD's gotten me astray, we'll go back to County Auditor. Do I have a motion on those items under Auditor?
Got the motion and the second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. More discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have several items. Item A is consider possibly approve, receive, and file an order to rescind the Public Information Act policy resolution for Jefferson County pursuant to Sections 552.234, 552.205 of the Texas Government Code. Item B is consider possibly approve, receive, and file a resolution to nominate two persons to fill vacancies on the Jefferson County Central Appraisal District Board of Directors, and I'll be asking for specifics in the motion for names. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a resolution to cast votes for nominees to fill two vacancies on the Jefferson County Central Appraisal Board of Directors. Item D is to consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute, receive, and file a consent form for demolition of an unsafe structure for the city of Beaumont, excluding paragraph 2 regarding indemnity for a structure located at 2265 Washington Boulevard in Beaumont. Item E is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute, receive, and file a demolition waiver for the city of Port Arthur to remove an unsafe structure located at 1316 Liberty Avenue, also known as 2301 12th Street, Lot 7, Block 290 in the city of Port Arthur, Texas. Item F is to receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, the cities of Beaumont and Port Arthur, and the counties of Hardin, Jasper, and Orange for the Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force for fiscal year 2026 pursuant to Senate Bill 224 and Chapter 791 of the Texas Government Code to prevent theft of catalytic converters. Item G is to receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, the cities of Beaumont and Port Arthur, and the counties of Hardin, Jasper, and Orange for the Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force for fiscal year 2026 pursuant to Senate Bill 224 and Chapter 791 of the Texas Government Code. Item H is to consider possible approve, receive, and file a final order adopting revised political boundaries following redistricting of the United States congressional districts. And item I is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to send a letter to the city of Beaumont requesting annexation by ordinance portions of Dishman Road, and Keith Road, as well as the intersections of Dishman Road and Keith Road and Keith Road and Phelan Boulevard pursuant to Texas Local Government Code Section 43.1055. Motion on those items under Commissioners.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner Sinegal and
Commissioner, you got
Willis.
Yes, Judge, and I on item B and C, I guess, item casting the votes, I nominate Bert Lampson for half our votes and Mary Wyckoff for the other half, if the court approves it.
Okay, have a second on that?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All right, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And moving.
Also, Judge, I want to make sure that the citizens understand what item H is about. And I think we need to make sure it's
okay,
clear.
So obviously the state of Texas, through the Texas legislature, redistrict the congressional districts in the state of Texas. As a result of that redistricting, we had to change some of the boundaries of our voting precincts in Jefferson County because the law states that you cannot have overlap between commissioners, justice of the peace, congressional and senate and districts and so forth. So the county clerk's office and district tax assessor's office did some, and Ms. Monk is here, and you might want to come explain this, Ms. Monk, about what you accomplished. She worked to, there were, fortunately, the way she did it, there was really very, very little disruption in the number of voters. I think the highest number was like 164 voters.
Right. There
but
wasn't,
go ahead.
There wasn't many changes as far as moving a lot of people out of one precinct. We were able to swap a lot of the registered voters in the affected areas to swap them out with their neighboring precinct. The only area was Precinct 3, where we had to unfortunately move 64 voters out of that area into Commissioner Precinct 4. But yes, the congressional district lines that were brought down to us from the state, the election code 42.005 says that you can't have a major, one of the six major districts split. So if precinct, for example, precinct 1, you can't have two different commissioners in that precinct. So that's why we were able to try to affect as little, minimal amount of voters as possible. So we did change several precincts. There was only one boundary. There were several boundary precincts that were changed. Let me get to that real quick. So there were 10 precincts that were realigned, precincts 14, 19, 20, 28, 29, 91, and 92. The only 64 voters in that in those precincts will be moving commissioner precincts. All their other information is going to be staying the same. So their commissioners, all their other minor districts are staying the same.
They may have a different precinct.
They will have a different
precinct. But they will have the same elected representative that they had when they were in the other precinct.
With the exception of the congressional district.
Yeah, right.
Because that's
right.
What caused the changes. But yes.
Y'all have notified those people that would be changed.
We will be mailing out certificates this year. This is our mass mail out year. The election code says the main way for us to notify them is through our mass mail out or a mailing of the certificate. So once we get this approved, we'll be able to enter that information into our voter registration database, update those individuals, and we'll be doing a mass mail out. I would think it would be beneficial to also do a
stand notification. It's called Everbridge.
Yeah, we talked about having that stand notification where we can isolate those specific voters and send out a push notification to them.
Asking them to be on the lookout for their new, and to take note of their new precinct.
Yes, but luckily we have countywide polling in our county, so their polling locations are all going to stay the same. So
as minimal change as possible.
And thank you for that. I want to make sure that, because Judge make big money to explain that, he passed it down to you, but I knew I couldn't explain it. So
I tried my best.
So we don't get the calls, you know, so people will get confused about it, but you did a great job.
Yeah, and we did have a workshop over this a couple of weeks ago, and it was pretty well explained. So if anybody's confused by it and needs to get the recording of that workshop, we'll be happy to provide that.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you for your work. Okay. Favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, under engineering, we are going to table until Commissioner Erickson is back next week. Items A, B, D, E, G, and H. And so we will consider today item C to execute, receive, and file an overweight vehicle permit. And road use agreement between Jefferson County and Energy Transfer Spindletop LLC for the purpose of pipeline construction along Highland Avenue in precinct number 4. Item F is consider and possibly approve a replat of tracts 1A and 1B, 1.134 acres of land, a replat of parts lot 1, block 3, Smith, Hodgson, and Bigelow Truck Subdivision, located in volume 4, page 73 of the Jefferson County map records. This replat is located on Holmes Road in precinct number 2 and is not within any extraterritorial jurisdiction. It has met all of our platting requirements. Do we have a motion on those two items?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Alfred. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And I've already made the announcement about no court on Tuesday, November 25th, and about our annual Christmas tree lighting. Is there any elected official that wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I wanted to thank Kathy. She left, but her and her team for hosting the Veterans Day celebration yesterday. It was put on by the Vietnam Vets, number 292. It was fantastic. I think Veterans Day is definitely my favorite. You know, Memorial Day, we get to remember everybody that gave the ultimate sacrifice, but to be able to talk to those guys and afterwards and interact with them and get to hear their story is always fantastic, you know. So make sure that anytime I see a vet, and it was pointed out yesterday, not to just say thanks for your service, but how are you doing, you know. They've committed a portion of their lives to serving this country, so we can do what we do every day, and it's well appreciated, and that thing was well attended, and they did a good job putting it on.
Yeah, I missed that one, but I went to 4 other ones. Yep. And they were all great, and always a great day. So yeah. Thank you for that.
Also, the VFW Hall number 7. It's a 7 VFW Hall in Texas reopened yesterday in Port Arthur's on Memorial. I think the 3700 block. It was well attended. Some of the older veterans was there. It was a beautiful ceremony. And that hall, like I said, is number 7 in the state.
By the old Driftwood Hotel?
Right by the Driftwood Hotel. And, great turnout yesterday. Great ceremony.
Commissioner Willis, is a great job done by Kathy's staff and everyone over there. And at this time, I would announce also last night the Dora Mill posted a meal for veterans, and they recognize a former elected official here, Coach Joe Simpson. Also at this time, because of the deal we did with DD6, they have completed the walkway for that community over there. We'll be naming after veterans and the veterans program. We're close to getting that sign erected and it open and working. We had to get the lighting thing set up, but everything is going well with that. So we appreciate, as it was stated, their service. We couldn't do what we do if it wouldn't be for individuals that make ultimate sacrifice, and that is for us to be who we are as Americans.
Yeah. And what he's talking about is over there in the south end of Beaumont. The county owned jointly some property with the city of Beaumont where the old YMCA was, I think about We're building some new subdivisions in through Antioch Missionary Baptist Church.
Correct.
And there were problems in that DD6 did not have enough land to approve the subdivisions without the some additional land. And we were able to use that 5 acres. The commissioner's court voted to donate that to DD6 so that they could make a retention area, because that area had suffered some significant flooding in Imelda. And not as bad in Harvey, but pretty bad in Imelda. And hopefully that'll improve the drainage significantly over in that area, as well as provide that walking trail that DD6 agreed to do in Precinct 4. So we're thankful for that opportunity to work together. Any other elected officials have anything? We certainly appreciate your attendance here today, and we will look forward to seeing y'all again. This must have been a good day. The county attorney didn't have to say anything. All right. It is 10:56 a.m., and we are adjourned.